From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine when chemical weapons were used, but not who used them. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police academy that killed at least 25 recruits Friday. Witnesses say that the bomber entered a crowd of police officers as they were entering the academy building and then detonated an explosive charge. A Taliban spokesman said at least 27 others were wounded. It was the second deadly blast in Kabul on Friday. The explosion came just hours after a suicide bomber killed at least 15 people and wounded more than 200 others in downtown Kabul. Sources say the morning truck bomb exploded in a heavily populated area near a government compound. A gang of about six men armed with machetes and cleavers hacked a blogger to death in Bangladesh Friday. 40-year-old Niloy Chakrabarty was known for his atheist views. His death is the fourth such death in Bangladesh this year. This is VOA News. The White House says it is disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate came out against a pending nuclear deal with Iran. Spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday that the senator, New York's Chuck Schumer, has had a difference of opinion with President Barack Obama going back to 2003, referring to Schumer's vote and support for the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
But it doesn't change our confidence that we'll be able to mobilize a substantial majority of Democrats in both the House and the Senate in support of the deal and, if necessary, to sustain the president's veto.
In a statement explaining his concerns, Schumer said the inspections regime was not adequate. He also expressed concern that money freed by the sanctions relief will allow Iran to increase its funding for militant groups across the Middle East and further destabilize the region. Schumer's decision is he is expected to take over as Democratic leader in the Senate in 2017 was seen as a serious setback for the Obama administration, which is struggling to gain congressional backing for the Iran nuclear deal. On Thursday, one of the top Democrats in the House of Representatives, Elliot Engel, also announced his opposition to the deal. The UN says a refugee crisis in Greece is causing unbearable suffering for tens of thousands of people fleeing war, persecution, and human rights violations. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees is calling for greater solidarity among European countries to resolve the growing emergency.
The agency's director for Europe says he saw a situation of total chaos and abandonment on several Greek islands during a recent assessment visit. Vincent Costel says Europe must do more for Greece.
The level of suffering that we have seen on the island was unbearable. What we've seen was not anything that is acceptable in terms of standard of treatment. There is absolutely nothing waiting for them. In terms of water, in terms of sanitation, in terms of food assistance, it's totally inadequate.
The agency reports around 124,000 refugees and migrants have arrived by sea so far this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Department of Defense says a computer hack into the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. The attack, which occurred on July 25th, caused a shutdown that is ongoing. U.S. media reported that the hackers who penetrated the email network are based in Russia. However, a Pentagon official close to the situation told VOA Friday, "We don't know who did it." I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.